Good morning, thanks for tuning in and welcome to a new trading month, which will see the local share market kick off just in positive territory. The futures finish with a gain of around 0.1%. Not such a bad outcome considering what we saw on Wall Street, where we saw the markets give back a little bit of ground, but that was forgivable in the context of what were some pretty impressive improvements in monthly terms. So, for example, the S&P 500 down by around 0.75%, NASDAQ down by 1%, the Dow down 0.4%. The upswing that we have seen for US stocks over the course of the last couple of weeks in particular has been impressive. It translated to equally impressive gains for the Dow, for example, so in monthly terms up by about 14%, the best monthly improvement since January 1976, which is an impressive statistic. Tech stocks, as we have seen over the course of recent weeks, have really been quite a whipping post for investors, and that was reflected in the underperformance of the NASDAQ, but still up 4%. And compare that to the S&P 500, which was up by around 8%. So we're moving into an important phase of the week for global markets. We've got central bank decisions that feature very prominently over the course of the next couple of days. Foremost, the US Federal Reserve adjudicating on decisions, a decision widely expected to be a 0.75% increase. Today, on the local front, we've got the RBA as well deciding. The consensus is that we'll see a rate rise of 0.25%, but more than defensible to see a rate hike of 0.5%. There's certainly cover for the central bank to do that, given the big shift in underlying inflation over the course of the last month. The belief being amongst commentators that the Reserve Bank would be more inclined to see allow the catch-up effect to take place when it comes to the recent hiking that has been so prominent. So it'll be interesting to see. Regardless, we expect another rate hike next month, and for that 3.1% level to be the terminus for the moment, at least, to see what happens with the economy and inflation most significantly. So that was very much front of mind for investors in the European sphere last night, with Eurozone inflation coming in above expectations, hitting a new record high of 10.7%, a particularly bristling number. The point being is that we saw global bonds move higher in yield, lower in price last night. There were some pretty sizable moves at one stage. They actually moderated towards the end of their sessions. We saw German bunds up by 6 basis points, UK gilts up by about 3, similar performance for US Treasury. So that was another factor that was just keeping a lid on the performance of US stocks, or at least encouraging sellers when it came to what we've seen with price pressures. Elsewhere, as far as economic news is concerned, the Eurozone growth number was thereabouts, largely in line with expectations over the course of the last quarter, up by around 0.2%. Very underwhelming, to say the least, and not surprising given the challenges faced in that economy. And then the other element that was really casting a pall over that question of activity were the Chinese manufacturing numbers, which contracted in the last month as well. So the residue of that was felt in the US and European experience last night when it came to the conversation around growth. So look, if there's going to be a 0.5% rate hike, you would imagine that that's going to be supportive as far as the Aussie dollar is concerned, but at the same time, the US dollar is well supported, and that's been creating headwinds for most commodity prices, including oil, for example. It was down by about 1% in the last day, but particularly encouraging performances from the energy complex over the course of the last month. Brent crude oil, for example, up by around 10%. But nonetheless, big couple of days ahead. It'll be interesting to see what the market reveals in terms of its character today. So have a good day.